Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone, and thank you for joining me today for this important introduction to the Suicide Prevention Institute. My name is Brett Scudder, and I'm the president and chair, and I'm very honored and happy with this announcement and what it will entail as we move forward into a new era of dealing with prevention and early warning for people with mental health, mental illnesses, behavioral health challenges, and just human suffering in our communities. So the Suicide Prevention Institute was an idea that came to me last year as a result of just working on a number of training courses and programs myself and seeing the values and impacts of the work that I do in communities. At the end of the year, I realized that myself directly had engaged and interacted with so many people on levels that created sustainable ways for them to move forward with their lives, to overcome challenges that they had gone through, were experiencing, or being re-traumatized and re-victimized from. And so looking at myself as a model and the training that I've had and the levels of study that I've done and continue to do and the ongoing process of that, I thought to myself that it would be a great idea if we took a new approach providing training to non-mental health professionals, people who are not pursuing 4 and 6 and 8 year training careers in mental health and psychology and sociology and all that, but to provide first aid training to people in communities so they can be first aid responders to those who are experiencing a life crisis or early warning signs of impending danger in their lives. So the Institute is a nonprofit entity that will provide this training at an affordable cost, mainly free, as we're also working on funding that will allow us to train more people. But the training is providing those certification courses that legitimizes the effectiveness of a person being able to go out into the community to be a mental health first aider, a trauma first aider, psychological first aider, a suicide prevention first aider, and people who are trained on public and behavioral health. It is very important that we change the ways in which we look at mental health, and not just from the professional standpoint, but from a layman's perspective. In our communities, there are many people struggling with mental health, mental illnesses, and with those challenges comes a trust issues within their families, trust issues within their communities, trust issues within their relationships, that many times they will trust the person they're with, family members or close friends, but never go out to get professional help. The stigmas that are associated with mental health and mental illnesses provides many challenges for people as they see themselves as being judged simply because of what they're going through or the challenges they face. They don't want to be judged. They don't want people to look at them as if they are crazy. They don't want people to look at them as if there's something wrong with them. And so if we're able to train more people in our communities on first aid, just like CPR, if there's someone in a crisis and we see that person is in a crisis, we can administer CPR to that person. But what about the person who is having a psychological crisis, a mental health crisis, or struggling with mental illness, and in our immediate presence, whether in our homes, in our schools, in our churches, or just being in an environment where people congregate? How do we address that need, and how do we address that challenge right there in front of us? The way we address those challenges is by providing more mental health first aid, trauma first aid, psychological first aid, suicide prevention first aid, so that people who are there and witnessing and seeing what's happening will have the training the skill set and tools available to provide the help for that person in crisis. And this is really what the Institute is providing, those levels of training through partnerships that we have with the Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, the New York State Office of Mental Health, other agencies and organizations that provide training and programs revolving around issues like substance abuse, domestic violence, health, wellness, and mental health. And leveraging the partnerships and relationships that we have with these organizations, we are taking their existing training programs, bringing them under the Institute, and providing the venue for the trainings to be provided. The Institute has also learned that there is a greater need for us to change the ways in which we look at people who are in crisis. We have to change the ways in which we talk, the words that come out of our mouth, the things that are on our mind. One of the training courses that the Institute will be also providing is psycholinguistics, because we want people to have the right understanding that words can mean different things to a person who is in crisis, experiencing a crisis, or about to go into a crisis. And using words that can help to uplift, inspire, and to motivate will be very important to those who are being first aid responders in the field, in communities, so that they're able to guide that person through the process and help to take them to professional resources and professional help. So I'm very excited about this new initiative, because again, when you look at traditional educational institutions, especially revolving around mental health, you see a lot of degrees and programs that are long-term, and a lot of times we are not looking at the immediate needs of that non-professional. A person who is not limited by the administration's policies of how to engage with someone. The Mental Health Administration policies stipulates how the engagement is with mental health professionals and their clients. Suicide Prevention Institute's training is going to be teaching people of how to engage with people on a human level, a human and emotional level, a level that will allow them to make a human and emotional connection with someone that will build trust, confidence, hope, and inspiration for people who are in life crisis. I modeled the training and a lot of what we do at the Suicide Prevention Institute off my own personal work and experiences being out there in the communities every day, responding to distress calls, responding to people who are in psychosis, responding to people who are in domestic violence, responding to people who have lost a loved one and experiencing trauma as a result of violence and gun violence, motor vehicle accidents. So many people who are affected by grief and loss from so many levels and in a state of distress simply because of that. So looking at my work and what I've done and have been doing over the years and seeing the value and effectiveness, where 192 lives last year I was able to interrupt from completing suicide. I look at that number and I say to myself, thank you, God. Thank you, God, for the opportunity, the training, the understanding, and the patience and the heart to work with people who are in such dire need of hope that they would rather give up the life they have. They would rather give up the life they have because they don't see themselves as living through the crisis they're going through. They don't see themselves as getting the type of support that they need. One of the unique things that the Institute will provide in not only training of people, but providing them with resources that whenever they are working with individuals who are in distress, you know, resources like basic essentials, basic needs, food, clothing, home supplies, school supplies, are resources that the Institute will provide to those we train so that when they are working with people out there in their communities who are in need of support, that they can have a resource bank that they can tap into to be able to help those that they're working with, those that they're supporting, those that they are helping navigate through the maze of what their life challenges are. The Suicide Prevention Institute is going to change the ways in which we look at help services when it comes to mental health. You can't sit and talk with a person who is in distress when they're hungry or they're trying to figure out how to save the lights from being turned off in another day or two. How to deal with the fact that because of the emotional distress they're going through, they can't function on their job. They have no one who can advocate for them, no one who can speak on their behalf, no one who can really represent them by saying, why don't you just take a break while we help you to navigate through the normalities of your life that needs to be done. The collaboration between CISFI and the Institute will be a huge one. Because CISFI has been doing this work, and it's the model that we're creating the Institute based on. From the work that CISFI has been doing on the ground, in communities, virtually and physically, taking that model and molding it into certified courses that people can feel that they are a part of something greater. They're a part of something better. They're a part of a change and a movement of change. Many of the mental health professionals that we partner with are very excited about this opportunity because they see the direct correlation between getting to the people who really need the help, providing the triage, and then saying to them, here is someone who is in need of advanced therapy or advanced counseling or advanced care, and just working through the early aspects of that. So when the person comes to them, they will already have an idea of what's happening. The person would have gotten some basic support. The person may have gotten resources that they may not be able to provide. So our mental health professionals, psychiatrists and psychologists that we work with in the CISFI network are very supportive of this effort because they see it as a great way to remove the ones who are not in dire need right now, but just needing that early intervention and triage off their schedules so they can really administer the professional help to those who are truly in a crisis and really at that advanced stage that they really need the help. Partnerships and collaborations with the Institute and CISFI and our partners is very important because we want to be able to reach more people. We understand that this is a very serious issue on a lot of levels, and that there are many people out there in need of help. And that help can only be effective if we have the right tools, resources, and partners to work with. And so the Institute is very open and inclusive for any organization or any professional who wants to partner with us to provide training or to be a resource that we can refer directly to. Our goal at CISFI and the Institute is always about inclusion. We are open and willing to work with anyone for the greater good. We understand that mental health professionals and mental health professional services are very limited in a lot of areas, and the wait time to see a psychiatrist or a psychologist may be far too long for a person who is in crisis. And so in bringing our efforts and our resources together, we will be able to help more people and provide more services to people who are in need. And so it is my honor and my pleasure to officially announce that the Institute has already started training and has already been putting forward the curriculum of training programs in mental health first aid, psychological first aid, trauma first aid, suicide intervention and prevention, public health and behavioral health for those who are interested. Training courses runs from one day to multiple days. One of the things that the Institute will also be helping with is CISFI's Suicide Behavioral First Aid Response Unit on their professional development every month. So CISFI's Suicide Behavioral Response Unit, First Aid Response Unit, are trained people in communities who respond to those who are in crisis and thinking of taking their lives. The training that this unit receives allows them to engage and interact with the person and help them navigate through the challenges they're going through. Behavioral First Aid Response Unit. We have been meeting more people who are going through life challenges and not wanting to meet with a professional person. They're not wanting to go into counseling or therapy because, again, of the stigmas with that. But because of working with our Behavioral First Aid Response Unit and understanding and being taught and being trained that mental health is just about our everyday ability to function and cope with life, we have been able to connect more people with professionally trained providers. This is the power and benefit of this first aid intervention training and resource that will be available. This is the piece that really has been missing for a long time. When we look at mental health, we've always looked at it from the professional standpoint. Those who have degrees and titles and all those things behind their names. But we have to understand that in many cases, we have to extend and expand that look on mental health to on-the-ground training in communities for first aid responders. We're very grateful of the work that's being done by Mental Health First Aid USA, what they're doing with the Mental Health First Aid Training Program. We're very happy to be a part of that. We're very happy about the National Council and what the National Council is doing to bring mental health first aid training to the forefront. Because at the end of the day, this is what we really need. The Mental Health First Aid is coordinated by the National Council of Behavioral Health. And from what they're looking at and how they're putting this training out, we want to see more organizations and agencies leverage that training. The New York State Office of Mental Health has a suicide first aid training that will take and will be given to anyone who is interested in being a suicide first aid responder. That training will provide the tools that a person needs to be able to assist someone in crisis. The Office of Mental Health, they have the ASSIST program. That ASSIST program is one of the programs for their suicide prevention. And they have the Safe Talk program, another program that is there to assist those in need. So there are many things that are available out here that will help us in bringing training to communities, community leaders, advocates, people who run community centers, teachers, after-school programs, places where people will be congregating. We need to have more people being trained in those places so that they can see this crisis, the psychosis, the substance abuse, and just be able to provide that first aid and triage. So as I said, we're very excited about this. We're very grateful for the support that we've been getting already. We're very grateful for those that will be coming on board because, again, looking at this from early prevention, early detection, and just really changing the ways in which we break the stigmas of mental health and the ways in which services are provided for those who are in need of it. Feel free to contact us at 917-651-1889 to talk more about the Institute and what we're doing, to get involved in the effort, part of it. The website is suicidepreventioninstitute.org. We're also on Facebook and on Twitter, and you can find more information about us at the website. We have not yet opened up the public website. Right now we have just a welcome page that gives a little bit of information, but the main website will be released soon as we put the curriculums and programs out there. So thank you for listening, and thank you for joining today for this official announcement. There will be more releases and information that will be provided. And as our research and training continues, so will the programs that are offered through the Institute. We have been contacted by other organizations and professionals who have programs that they would love to see us carry through the Institute. And what we're doing is reviewing those and having a conversation with them about that. So again, we want to say thank you all for joining. Thank you for your support. On behalf of CISFI and the Suicide Prevention Institute, we say thank you. Please help to spread the word. Please help to promote these programs and the need for these mental health and suicide prevention and trauma, first aid, and these first aid trainings and the need for first aid trainings to non-mental health professionals is very, very important. So we need your help. We need your support. We need your help and support with funding. So we're always looking for donations, especially for those who want to sponsor a training session. We do need that help as well, because some of the training do require financial resources to cover materials that are provided. So again, reach out to us, 917-651-1889, or ask the suicidepreventioninstitute.org. That's our email that you can also contact us at. We look forward to what this opportunity will present. Thank you, and have a great day.